SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Institute of Forensic Science to receive new state-of-the-art equipment. And later, a parent month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Yo, on a year ago with Mikey Dada there?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth that is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think of two of them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still a killer of himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo and up on the road, you know. Yo, I'm a profit late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you.
The state-run Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine is to receive additional state-of-the-art equipment valued at over $116 million to further boost its operations. These include a liquid chromatography mass spectrometry LC-MS machine valued at about $64.5 million and special ballistics equipment which cost in the region of $51 million.
The Forensic Institute, in its mission to become a first-class forensics facility and a center of excellence in the Caribbean, must keep pace with current technology and endeavor to upgrade and improve our instrumentation. One more piece of state-of-the-art equipment has been added to our arsenal.
Executive Director Dr. Judith Mowat. Dr. Mowat adds that the Institute was recently presented with a $42.3 million scanning electron microscope by the United States Ambassador to Jamaica, Luis Moreno. Acquisition of the LC-MS machine is being facilitated by the European Union and will serve to further refine the Institute's toxicology analyses of post-mortem samples. And the ballistics equipment, being provided with the assistance of the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, will strengthen the Institute's capability to conduct accurate analyses and samples related to firearms investigations. The executive director says the LC-MS machine is slated to arrive within the next 2 weeks, while the ballistics equipment is expected by the end of January 2017. Vision 2030 aims to achieve an economy that provides an acceptable standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, the country must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out about the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Establish and set rules. If you don't manage your children's behavior when they are young, they will have a hard time learning how to manage themselves when they are older and you are not around. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation will host the GIS Business Executive Forum on November 9 under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Advancing Public Health Services. The event will be at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.